Well, welcome back, podcasters, to another episode of the Wisdom for All of Life podcast. I'm Brandon Neely, and every weekday we go through one other little portion of the wisdom literature in Scripture. Today we're in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, looking at verses 14 and 15. Let me read that for us. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a striving after the wind. What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be counted. There's many things in this life that we wish we could fix. If we could just straighten it out or figure it out. But we can't. We can't any more than we can straighten out a crumpled sheet of paper or make the numbers add up when there's just simply not enough money in the account. We suffer long-standing family conflicts, estrangement between friends, wrongs done to us, disease, disability, our own moral failings, accidents that we've caused. The list can go on and on. There's always something in life we wish we could bend back into shape, something we could fix, something that we could do over, get a mulligan on. And sometimes our efforts to do so actually end up making things worse. We might have the right intentions, but we don't have the authority or the power to try to fix everything. There are going to be people and problems that we cannot manage or even manipulate. You see, we can take the tractor by the levers and we can push and pull and exert as much strength as we possibly can muster, but some issues simply won't budge. And also, there's sometimes going to be situations in life that we just can't make add up. Doesn't seem to make any sense. Life can seem sometimes like an account that refuses to balance. We can tell that there's a deficit, but we can't figure out exactly what it is. And even when we begin to make adjustments to get everything to add up correctly, deep down we know that we're fudging the figures and we're cooking the books, that things really just don't add up. What makes it all so crooked, this world and some of the things in this world, and what makes it all just seem to not add up? Well, time and time again, we've heard this word from Solomon here in the book of Ecclesiastes. It's called vanity, Abel in Hebrew. It means that life is a mist and a vapor. And we know from the larger context of Scripture that the reason for that is because of death. That's right, death, the shortness of life, the curse that has come upon this world on account of sin, leads to life feeling vain, meaningless, hopeless, futile. Consider that old movie, The Titanic. Well, it's not that old, but just consider the Titanic movie. You remember with Leonardo DiCaprio? We all know, of course, right when we begin watching the movie where it's headed. It's headed down to the depths of the ocean, to death. But the entire movie, the director attempts to romanticize this downward journey. Better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all, they say. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't make it better. These two characters in the movie, they had their sweet moments, the two lovers, but I would not be swept up into this romanticism. The only thing that would save this story for me is if they both live at the end. Why? Because death makes life vain. If it's only short and brief and poof, it's gone, there is still a hole left in my heart. There's still a dissatisfaction there. There's something that my eternal and infinite cravings are simply not satisfied with. And anyone who refuses to see that the death of the main character makes the movie a tragedy, anyone who refuses to see that, well, they might be a positive thinker and they might stay on the sunny side of life. But regardless of whatever side they're on, they're going to die too. There's nothing sunny about that. I remember once at a funeral, I told someone, I said, you know, this all seems just so unnatural. You know, the pallbearers were carrying the coffin out into the middle of the graveyard, and it just struck me how unnatural this all is. Well, that person quickly corrected me. They said, no, Brandon, death is a part of life. It's a natural part of life. Listen, that doesn't even make sense. That is a nonsensical statement. Death is not a part of life. Death is the absence of life. You see, the way we humans try and deal with this vanity, this lack of profit and gain, this inability to straighten things out, well, sometimes we exert more force, more willpower. We begin to manipulate. We go outside the bounds that God has given us. We step outside of our authority that He has given us, and we begin to trust in powers other than Him, powers from below rather than from above, in our attempts to straighten things out and figure things out. Both elude us, and we very often make things worse in the end. See, it's a wise man that finally says, you know, I'm not God. I can't fix this. I don't know how to fix it. I don't even know what's broken. It's a wise man who finally realizes that he is not divine. It's a wise man that listens to God when God speaks, especially when God is trying to tell you what the problem is and how to fix it. God does that sometimes. He does it, in fact, a lot. But there are some things, and there are some times, every once in a while, where things just simply won't add up. And you won't have the answer. You won't even know what the problem is. What if in these mysterious moments, when life is crooked and we can't straighten it out, rather than seeking out the meaning of life and wrestling with these things and stepping outside of our authority and the power that God has given us, rather in these moments, why wouldn't we, instead of seeking the answers, seek someone, seek Christ Himself? The Bible says that God rewards people who truly seek after Jesus. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. If we follow Jesus and His wisdom, we will not try to bend what is crooked back to our own purposes, but we will humbly submit to the way God wants things to be, just as Jesus did when He went to the crooked cross and died for our crooked sins. There are times when some might use this principle to justify their ongoing refusal to turn from sin and to trust God and His ways. And there are those that might want to use this principle to justify being passive in the face of injustice. You know, Pastor Brandon, things are just crooked. You can't figure everything out. You don't always know exactly what God wants you to do. Well, no, there are moments when we are the agents of God fixing things in this world. We are the agents sometimes of straightening things out. We are commanded to do justice and to do righteousness. We are commanded from time to time to take hold of things and in the power that God gives us and under His authority work for justice in this world. But then again, there are times when a thing crooked will not be made straight and we just have to accept it. Knowing which things are which, now that takes Holy Spirit gifted wisdom. So let's pray for it. When appropriate, in areas where we can't seem to make things add up, let's leave the final calculations to Jesus. He will make sure that all the books balance in the end, including our own personal account, which He has reconciled with His own blood. When we can't fix everything and do everything, and when we can't save the world or make a difference, when our best efforts seem to vaporize, we must remember that if we labor as under the Lord, in His name, under His power and authority, if we trust Him and obey Him in all of our life, we can know this, our labor is not in vain. We can rest in that. We may not have the answers. We may not know how to fix it. We may not be able to straighten it out or figure it out, but we can rest in the fact that Jesus does and Jesus will. That's right where we belong. And that feels good to nestle down into that rest and leave the results up to Him. This has been another episode of The Wisdom for all of life, including the portion of our life when things just don't add up. Remember this as we go. If Christ has called you to it, He will equip you, He'll protect you, and He'll bless you along the way. I'm Pastor Brandon Neely, and I'd like all of you to have a wonderful, wonderful day.